Last word.
Being from here, I would be very careful, to oppose modernity and tradition. Yes, because music is about social engineering here. That is the first function, I think, to educate. The message has not changed. So I wouldn't use the terms modern versus tradition, because modernity here is about social change too, but the music is not conveying that message, except the new wave, the rap generation, which is doing it.
Thank you all for joining us here on our program World Roots, especially in Bamako at the French Institute. Thank you, Graham Council, Adam Cham, John Collins, Uchenna Ikone, and Florent Mazzolini.
Thank you.
This week's World Roots was recorded at the French Institute in Bamako, Mali, in October 2011. The presenter was Lucy Duran and producer Peter Meanwell. Full details of all the music played can be found on the World Music pages of the Radio 3 website. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's 17 minutes after 11. Well, as our prom was rather longer than we anticipated, I'm afraid we have to join Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph in their first music track. It's played by John Coltrane's son, Ravi. Thank you.
Check Out Time, featuring the tenor sax of Ravi Coltrane from his debut album for the Blue Note label. If you thought there sounded like another tenor voice on that tune, then you'd be right, as that was the excellent Joe Lovano who took the first solo. He's also the producer of the recording. It's called Spirit Fiction and it's out now on the Blue Note label. Jazz Festival news now, and it's the Hull Jazz Festival who celebrate their 20th anniversary, and they feature a stellar lineup. American alto saxophone star Bobby Watson makes an attendance to the festival, as well as Christine Tobin, who does her tribute to the music and words of Leonard Cohen. The festival runs for just over a week, from the 20th of July to the 29th. Another festival which runs at exactly the same time period is the Edinburgh Jazz and Blues Festival, and there's a great lineup featuring vocalist Kurt Elling, bassist Carl Eastwood, pianist and big band leader Jules Holland, vocal group Manhattan Transfer, and many, many more. Now to the trio of Fire Collective pianist Alex Hutton. His intricate and upstanding compositions get a good working over in the hands of drummer Asaf Serkis on Crying Wolf. Pianist Alex Hutton and Crying Wolf from his 2011 album Legentis, out on the Fire Collective label. Alex was joined by Russian Yuri Golubov on bass, and Jim Radican added the French horn color, and Israeli drum star Asaf Circus completes the lineup. Next up, a new album from Christian Scott. To my ear, Christian has been on a path searching for an indie jazz reality, and with this album, Atunde Adjua, his attractive conception is certainly evolving. Socially conscious and politically aware, he's commenting on times of unrest and injustice and effectively conveys the emotion through his music. This is Fatima Aisha Rockero 400.
Thank you.
The trumpet of Christian Scott and Fatima Aisha Roquero from his latest album, Atunde Adjua, out now on the Decca label. Matt Stevens is on guitar, Lawrence Fields on the piano, Christopher Fun on bass, and Jameel Williams on the drums. This is Jazz Lineup with me, Julian Joseph, on BBC Radio 3, on FM, online, and on digital radio. Now, Peter King, since he emerged as a virtuoso teenager in the fashionable London of the swinging 60s, he's garnered the utmost respect of his peers. The reason for this is evident in his attention to detail and excellence. His alto playing is world-renowned, having played with composer and pianist Lalo Schifrin and alongside fellow alto saxophonist Phil Woods and the pianists Dan Tracy and Hampton Hawes, to mention just a few who hold him in such high regard. I, too, have had the great fortune of playing with this remarkably dedicated and inspiring musician, and it gives me immense pleasure to bring you this concert set from the Queen Elizabeth Hall, recorded at the London Jazz Festival last year on the 18th of November, as one half of the night that also featured drum legend Roy Haynes. Joining Peter King in his quartet are Jeff Gascoigne on bass, Mark Fletcher on the drums, and longtime associate Steve Melling on the piano. And the band opens with the Chick Corea composition, Inner Space.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good evening.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. That was a tune called Inner Space by the wonderful Chick Corea. Before we go any further, I'd like to introduce you to these wonderful musicians on the bandstand with me. On the drums, how about a big hand for Mark Fletcher? On bass, very fine musician who plays bass and bass guitar brilliantly, also has his own bands, very talented composer. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Gascoigne. I've been around for rather a long time, maybe too long, but I've been very lucky in my career to have had the opportunity of working and being accompanied by some phenomenal pianists, including way back in about 1961, the great Bud Powell. But of all the pianists I've worked with and played with, the one that I love playing with the most of all is this gentleman here, Mr. Steve Melling. In fact, we'd like to play one of Steve Melling's compositions for you right now. This features especially Jeff Gascoigne on the bass. It's entitled Bee's Groove. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Steve Malin.
Jeff Gascoigne.
Thank you.
you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Lush Life by Billy Strayhorn. We'd like to play for you now an extended piece. It's a tune I wrote entitled The World of Train, and it's kind of developed into a mini suite all about the music and of the wonderful late John Coltrane. And it features especially in the middle of the piece a wonderful solo passage by Steve Melling on the piano. Hope you like The World of Train.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. The world of Train. How about a big hand for Steve Mellon?
We'd like to finish with a very short version of a tune by Victor Feldman entitled Joshua.
Thank you. Mark Fletcher on the drums. Jeff Gascoigne on the bass. And the wonderful Steve Melling, ladies and gentlemen, on the piano. And so Peter King on the alto saxophone. Thank you very much and good night. We'll see you again later.
The Peter King Quartet, with Peter on alto saxophone, Mark Fletcher on the drums, Jeff Gascoigne on bass, and Steve Melling on the piano. And they finished their concert set with a classic Victor Feldman composition called Joshua. Before that, Peter took us on a journey through the world of Train, featuring Steve Melling on Giant Steps in the middle of that, and concluding with the Coltrane reworking of My Favorite Things. Before that, Peter gave us a moving reading of the Billy Strayhorn composition Lush Life. Very rarely hear that played solo alto saxophone, but that was beautiful. And before that, we heard the Steve Melling composition V's Groove, and they started off with Chick Corea's Inner Space. And to continue on the subject of John Coltrane, guitarist John Abercrombie has included a John Coltrane composition in his brand new ECM recording. Whilst attending Boston's Berklee College of Music, when he used to play a small club adjacent to the larger one that hosted his heroes, Abercrombie would duck in during his free time to watch John Coltrane and Thelonious Monk. This is Wise One. John Abercrombie on guitar with Wise One from his new ECM release, Within a Song. I'm sure many of you recognize that tune from the classic Coltrane album, Crescent. Drew Gress, who we heard earlier on the Ravi Coltrane track, was on bass. Joey Barron was on drums and Joe Lovano was on tenor saxophone and also on the Ravi album. Well, that's almost it for this week. Plenty more jazz on Radio 3. And Jez Nelson on Jazz on 3 tomorrow night has John Butcher, Gino Robert and John Edwards in session as the Apophonics. And across the regions, local BBC radio, lots of jazz treasures, all available via the BBC iPlayer. On next week's show, a concert set from American vibraphonist Christian Tamba, featuring a stellar international group with Italian drummer Enzo Zarelli, world-class bassist Mark Hodgson, and Japanese pianist Takana Miyamoto. As a little preview, here's something from Takana's solo album, An Acoustic Journey. This is Blue Flower from me, Julian Joseph. Till next time, bye-bye.
I'm John Shea, and welcome again to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. The Polish town of Paradis hosts a festival that's called, perhaps inevitably, Music in Paradise, and I'm starting today with some performances from summer 2011. The French group Trio en Papier play music from the turn of the 19th century, while the recorder player Bolette Ruth and the harpsichordist Alan Rasmussen look to an earlier century. If you like Handel, then you've chosen the right morning to listen. Trio en Papier's name has nothing to do with paper. It's formed from the first syllables of their surnames, Alice Pierrot, Fanny Pacou and Elena Andreev. They start with the single movement that Schubert completed off his string trio in B-flat, Deutsch 471. the string trio in B-flat that's numbered 471 in the Deutsch catalogue. The 19-year-old Schubert channelling the spirit of Mozart, I think you could say, in that single movement which he completed in September 1816. Trio en papier return with string trios by Hyacinthe Jardin and Beethoven later. But in the meantime, let's turn to another concert from the 2011 Music in Paradise Festival. The Danish performers Bolette Ruth and Allan Rasmussen begin their all-handle programme with two recorder sonatas and, in between, a solo harpsichord suite.